Higher, higher, baby. Can you feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it? Do you feel the same way I did? 'Cause I'm so high. We could make it feel that way. So right. Roll up, let's smoke. Yeah. I got to get high. I've been high since the last song. And I just been smoking and smoking. Smoke another blunt, roll another up. You know that we can really ease your mind. Every time I smoke a reefer, that didn't know how it makes me fly. If everybody smoked a blunt, relieved the mind, the world could be a better place. If everybody took a break and we all just got wasted.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. You're listening to Cannabis Corner on WNHHLP 103.5 FM, broadcasting live from downtown New Haven. We are streaming live on TuneIn Radio and NewHavenIndependent.org and Green Haven Radio Facebook. We're also streaming live video on Facebook.com. Just go to your Facebook page / New Haven Independent and look us up, and you can hit see first and to hear all the great programs that we have here on WNHH.
Hey, Joe.
Uncle Lou, how are you today?
I'm doing well, good brother. How are you doing today? How are you?
I am all right. Doing well. I'm feeling good. Things are moving and shaking.
How was your weekend, Joe? How was the week in cannabis, one might say? How are you doing? How are you feeling? Rocking and rolling?
Rocking and rolling, enjoying the nice weather, but getting stuff done. You know, I'm looking forward to coming back, visiting Connecticut. I'm starting to miss it. Starting to miss the people there and just the convenience of being able to walk into a grocery store or Walmart and get what I need.
So, right.
There's a lot of things that we don't get down here.
No, I totally get what you mean, Joe. I'm just excited to hear from you every week. And, you know, I'm twisting up a blunt. So that's the correct vernacular. Twisting a blunt.
Nice.
Real quick. So, you know, kind of doing that. I had a good weekend, Joe. You know, it's been work and we're pushing forward. Really great. This weekend, the Social Equity Committee and the Cannabis Control Commission, Department of DCP had a town hall meeting we were able to be a part of. We have Isaiah coming up to talk about all the great events that were going on. This week we got a couple other cool things coming up. It's our last show in January. So, you know, we're moving right into February, Joe.
Yes, we are. But we do have a show next week, which is the 31st. But yes,
that's right.
We are moving into February. Hopefully the weather starts getting nicer up there for you guys.
Oh man, it's cold, Joe. That's just,
we all know February is when they're going to start giving out the licenses. So,
yep. We're at least starting the lottery process.
That's right, Lou. So we know there's a golden ticket out there.
One of the processes. We'll see.
Yeah.
They're doing something, Joe. They're doing something.
Yep. And they've been educating people about it. So we have been posting that on our Facebook page. But
it's a big part of just getting everybody together. You know, who do we have on our show today, though?
Today we have on one of our newest additions to the Green Haven family, Sal PZ, who has Blunt with PZ podcast that broadcasts live on Thursday nights on Green Haven Media and on the PartyCast Network. And then we also have Mike Goodenough of Sweet Heel. He's going to tell us a little bit about what they got going on, and we're going to talk a little bit about this Connecticut Cannabis Growers Cup that we're hearing. So he might give us some news on that. I'm looking forward to it. I know there was a bunch of events last week and a bunch of events last night. So maybe we want to bring Isaiah on.
We are ready for Isaiah.
What's up, Isaiah? How are you?
Hey,
the
Joe.
Man on the street, the man in the front face.
What's up?
Haven Media, how are you?
I'm good, Joe.
How was the weekend? How were the events? Lou, you look great today. Tell us a little bit about the High Bazaar and on all the other good things that were that are going on next week.
The weekend was good. We had some really good, a friend of mine's band played, and they're a really good, like, bluegrass, kind of like Yeah, upright bass and a fiddle, and they're really awesome. So I got to listen to some good music and friends, met some new friends, some new vendors that I was neighbors with who were really nice, Bean to Green Healing. So they're really cool. And yeah, all in all, it was a really good time.
So
a little cold, a little chilly, but.
Of course. Let me ask you a question now. We all know that a big TV piece came out last week on the High Bazaar. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were really worried that it was going to affect the way things went over there and just affect the whole scene in general. Tell me, did you see any difference? Did you see any of that going on over there, or was it business as usual?
No. If anything, I feel like we were all more aware of how much love that we need to send to the people who are more stressed out than we are. You know, there are people who are, you know, running it and they're very stressed out. And I feel like we were all more loving towards them. It was also Joe Raymond's birthday this weekend. So
yes, I saw that. So happy birthday to Joe Raymond.
Yeah. So we were, you know, it was, if anything, we were more connected from it. I think,
okay, good.
You know, adversity brings us together, if anything.
A lot of people were worried. I think, you know, some with good reason, maybe, you know, you never know how authorities are going to react to something like that. But I'm really glad to hear that it didn't affect the vibe of the show and things were
business. All peace and love, Joe. We are peace and love people at our core. So.
All right. And we support those guys, of course, no matter what they do. We love them.
Yes.
We're going to be there all the time, every weekend, and be a big part of Greenhaven Media no matter what. So we love those guys. Now let's move on to what else is happening.
Okay. So you have your weekly ones that we've been talking about that are still going on weekly, PVS, Paper City Social, High Bazaar on Saturday and Sunday. But we have some really cool events happening this week. On Wednesday, there's a Connoisseur's Market that is like a pop-up in Hartford.
Right.
And that is going to be a selection of only people who are from seed to sown bud, if you know what I mean. It's very exclusive, and there's only going to be a select number of vendors, and there's also going to be educational information, and there'll be food and entertainment. It'll be really fun. Also, on Thursday, there is your Green Light to Recovery. You can find information about both of those events on Aaron Doolittle's page, Dr. Doolittle.
That's on there. I see.
Yeah,
that.
You can find those on Divinely Infused or at Terrapin Terpenes events. And
okay.
We also have Puff, Pass, and Pour Some Candles. And you can find the information about that event on Friday at Sugarleaf CT Boutique. That should be another really fun event. And CT 420 Meet and Greet at Cannabis. The Connecticut Cannabis Competition is hosting their first inaugural meet and greet event, and it will be open consumption. There will be food. There will be entertainment. There will be select amount of vendors. So that event is, I believe, in New London. But if you go up to at Connecticut Cannabis Competition's page on Instagram, you will find information about that event.
And coincidentally, we will be talking about that today with Mr. Goodenough. So good.
And we have our very own Lou Vega going on an event for a Canna Talk, cannabis business licensing and the pros and cons of indoor, outdoor. You can find all that information at cannawaresociety.com/CannaTalk. And that'll be a really good informational piece. Like, you know, spread education always is really what I'm really a
Absolutely.
Big proponent of. Yeah.
We are too. We're very happy.
Yes.
And Uncle Lou, congratulations for being a part of that. We did post that up on the Greenhaven page, how you can get in touch with it. And very cool.
Yeah, we will be promoting that more on Greenhaven page, Instagram more this week.
Okay, and good. So also this week on Greenhaven Media, we have a special episode of Still Toking with Tommy Chong, which we will be sharing with you guys. And Grant, Cannabis Policy Watch with Grant Smith Ellis will have a special guest of Jason Ortiz on this. So if you guys want to see what's happening, go to our Facebook page, go to our Instagram page, look it up. We got the calendar up. You guys can see what's happening up there. It looks like a lot of good stuff. It gets more and more every week.
More and more every week, Joe. And the more and more that we put the calendar up, the more and more people who are spreading love and, you know, the connections, the web is just growing.
So really follow us on social media at Greenhaven Media on all our pages.
Hey, and Greenhaven Media is also starting up the education portion of it, right? Why don't we announce that real quick?
February 19th. Yeah, we need to get to our guests. February 19th will be an infused cooking class. We'll be holding it at the WEPA Hemp Farms headquarters, which is in North Haven on 49 Quinnipiac Avenue. Check our social media for all the details, but it's sponsored by Ardent. The High Bazaar is getting involved. Canna Health. So we're going to have some good people involved. It should be great. February 19th.
We're going to post about that within the next couple
today.
Of days.
Today. All right, Isaiah, I'm going to let you go.
All right, Joe.
Thank you, brother. You will be at that boutique event on Wednesday night if people want to come say hi. And, of course, they can always come say hi to you at the High Bazaar and win a plant. Okay. Take care. Uncle Lou, come back. All right. Here's the man of the hour, the man with the power. On the air with us, we have the latest member of the Greenhaven Media family, Peezy, the self-titled Connecticut's own Get High rapper. Starting from scratch, Peezy hustled his way up to getting a local buzz in Connecticut. Peezy is now in rotation with a handful of tracks on Hot 93.7 and has been opening for major artists all over New England. A well-known artist to be on the back burner. Now, this is great. He is also a graduate of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. He spent numerous years working in radio at Clear Channel with some of the top on-air talent with a dream to have his own morning radio show one day. Well, you know who they got over there. You can't knock that guy off the pedestal right now. So Peezy decided to take matters into his own hands, start his own show, partnering with co-host Frank Knox and eventually the Scott. 3 Hour, taking the world of podcasting by storm. Outrageous show that you won't find anywhere else. We are excited to have you on the air today, Peezy. How are you?
And
you
got Peezy's on mute, so I'm really excited about this one. Unmute yourself, Peezy. We're in there. I'm really excited about this one, having you in here, man. You were like our inaugural partner on Greenhaven. You know, we're really pumping this out. This is some amp shit. This is so amp. We're so excited. This is something that we're so excited to have you on. We're so excited. The energy you bring to the room, you know what I mean? Like, I'm very amped. That energy that comes up, that comes with a heavy sativa time, you know what I mean? Them terpenes are popping up. So, you know, having you on is I'm super excited about this, man. You've had me on your show. You've had Joe on the show. You're a Connecticut School of Broadcasting alumni, you know, really showing what it is as well. That's a big part of it, you know, and having you on to the show today and bridging the gaps, making the weed web, one might say, you know. So please tell us a little bit more about what you got going on, and man, amp it up, brother.
Yeah, dude, I don't even know how to top that intro that Joe just gave me. Like, what more can I add to that? Like, what more? Like, that was brilliant. I have never been introduced like that, and I've done everything in my life, from rapping to being in a band to being a pro wrestler, and I still never got an introduction like that.
You know where I learned to do that?
Where?
Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Of course! That makes perfect sense now. That makes perfect sense.
You know, this is awesome, man. This is awesome. We love it. So this is another part of, like, you know, big shout out to the New Haven Independent, because having us on WNHH, we're able to actually hit the airwaves. We're actually able to hit the radio. We're actually able to get that out there. That's a different, I guess, outreach from where you're in your world is completely podcast, right? You're online. You're like on the free airwaves to do whatever you want, say whatever you want, kind of just go at it, right?
As you can tell already, I'm not conditioned for FM radio. I used to be conditioned for FM radio. But of course, over time, you know, you kind of lose that. And doing this show for 110, I don't know how many episodes it's been. It's been like at least 110, I think, at this point.
Nice.
So, like, for me, it's just, you know, I like having that platform where I can say what I want, when I want, and how I want to say it. Like, I feel like being that restricted, and trust me, I would love to be on the radio. Like, I'm a little jealous that you guys were able to even to get a cannabis-based show on the FM airwaves. Like, that's nuts to me. Nuts to me. Unheard of. You know what I mean? Unheard of. So congratulations, but
you want to take it national, just, bro.
It would never work for me. Like, I would belong on, like, Sirius, you know, or something like that. Like, I don't even consider myself a podcast anymore. I feel like this show started out as maybe a podcast, but is now kind of transformed to literally just, like, it's a live show. It's a radio show. It's a radio show, but it's not on radio. I would not say it's a podcast by any means.
Hey, Howard Stern, if you hear us, reach out. PZ wants to be on the Howard Stern Network. Let's go.
Listen. My show kind of, when people ask me, like, how do you describe your show? And I tell them, picture the Howard Stern show, but replace strippers with weed.
There you go.
And that's, well, the old Howard Stern show.
Yes, yes, the old Howard Stern. Like, I feel like I bring that same energy, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that, of course, I was a huge fan, you know, growing up. I listened to him for, you know, for years. So, like, I've always wanted to do that. You know, I always want to be that guy. You know what I mean? But, like,
so, Peasy, you do music, brother. Please tell our listeners about some of the music, because you're an entertainer, ultimately. Overall, you are an entertainer. You like absolutely. The entertainment sphere. Like you said, you did pro wrestling. You did regular media. And you have your outlet. You also do different styles of art that you like to – expression art, one might say. So, like –
So, yeah, I've been honestly rapping for, probably since at least to the point where I was, like, getting known since 2006 or 7. And that was my first time I ever got on the radio was, I think, 2007. I ended up winning a big contest on the radio where they pit you against another local artist for 4 weeks. And if your song gets voted each week out in 4 weeks, like, you win the contest. I ended up winning that thing, and that kind of is what propelled, like, my career after that. And I have just been going nonstop, putting out music, all cannabis advocacy. Like, that's my whole thing. Like, I literally call myself the Get High Rapper. Like, I've been doing this advocacy of cannabis in the entertainment realm since I could, you know, get my hands on a microphone. So, like, everything I've done has just been that. So I've just pushed that to the moon, and I've been successful opening for, you know, dozens of major artists, I should say. And it's just been incredible. I'm actually supposed to be performing this weekend at the High Bazaar.
Well, I think you will be. From what all accounts that I heard, everything went smoothly this weekend. There was no problems.
Which I'm really happy to hear, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I think a lot of people in Connecticut were a little nervous after that. And I'm happy to hear that it went smooth. And I'm looking forward to, you know, doing my thing on that stage in front of what I can only describe as my core audience. Like, how much better does it get to be a cannabis rapper than performing at a cannabis festival? Like, that's for me, top notch.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't mind, and if the Hypodar doesn't mind, why don't we stream your performance live on Greenhaven Media? Which day are you performing? Saturday or Sunday? It's up to you. We never show anything but the.
I mean, I would rather just show the stage. Obviously, we'd just show the stage.
Yeah, that's all we do, man. We're
you
got
to run
bro.
It by them. I'm not. Of it's course, up we to will. Them. You know, if they say okay, I'm fine with it. Otherwise,
maybe even just a minute. Maybe we'll just do a minute of it. Maybe we'll do a little.
I mean, either way, I'm planning on killing it. Like, I'm so excited.
That's why I want everyone to see. You know, and I want. Talent. You know, speaking of that, by the way, we are looking for original here for Greenhaven Media. So if you have anything that you think might be appropriate as theme songs, background, you know, any beats, let us know. Because we want to spread your music out there, you know, and as well as your crew. And so we're always, you know, we always want to hear that stuff, and we want to incorporate.
Well, it's a big thing, you know. We want to. Yeah, we want to incorporate it all, and a big part of that is we need some more music that we can put out and that's independent and mastered and ready to go, you know, that's cannabis-themed. We're looking for all genres, not just hip-hop. We've had the opportunity. We're going on 4 years now, and every year we almost spend the whole year with the same beginning and ending theme song, which we love and appreciate the independent artists that have allowed us to use their music and give them that exposure. But we would love to share it with other people. You know, if we can rotate intro theme songs between 5 or 6 different songs, different genres, all cannabis related, maybe somebody wants to throw something together, who knows? You know, but we'd love to put that out there where, hey, you know, somebody can say, hey, I do the theme music for some of the shows on, you know, the New Haven Independent, WNHH, and Green Haven Media, you know?
So I can help you out with that. At the end of last year, I started my own LLC, 2B Blood Productions. And we do, in fact, work on custom music. So if you guys are looking for something, I could definitely help you guys out if you want to do something custom for your show. I think that'd be dope.
Yeah, and we'd love to also highlight independent artists that have music that they just want to share as well. You know, that's the point of this community. As you said, you know, you're going to be performing literally with your core community, not just even your core audience, but it's your community. It's the people that you see almost every other day or something. It's the people you partake with. It's the people you medicate with. It's the people you recreate with. It's the people you say, you know what? This is who I want to spend my Saturday with, you know, other than my immediate family. Like if I'm going to go do something, these are the people I want to talk to. These are the people I'm going to have on my show. You know, we have, you know, hopefully we can get Mike in here. Mike Goodenough will come in and talk a little bit about the cannabis competition. I know that you're going to be involved with that hopefully as well. You had the host of that on your radio show as well. We simulcasted that on the website. So.
Yeah, those guys were awesome.
Yeah, we'll have.
They were awesome.
We're not going to step on your game.
Yeah, no, you guys definitely.
We'll have them on as soon as it gets closer to the event.
Yeah, you guys got to definitely do that. They were great, and I'm looking forward to that event too.
And that's where we're hoping, you know, for the synergy, for all the synergy, we're really excited because as you have guests on your show, we can have guests on our. It really spreads it out because, look, another guest, we've said it once or twice already, but another guest, another partner show is having Tommy Chung on, you know? With that, that establishes that network. There's no reason why Tommy wouldn't come on one of our shows next as well. We put it out into the world.
I've been trying for years, bro, to send them any message on any platform I could. They follow me, Cheech and Chong, on TikTok. So I figured, because they comment on my shit, they talk about my stuff.
Oh, boy.
I'm the worst right now.
This is where this connects in. You know, this is where this connects in. Maybe we get those, hey, the Green Haven Media partnerships for bookings. You know what I mean?
it's all a process. We're all working on just advancing our careers and getting our exposure out there. And, yeah, having, you know, Tommy Chong is somebody who would be great to have on the show. Who do you got this week?
Oh, boy. Listen, Joe, I have an exclusive this week. All right. Never before been on any show, all right?
Okay.
I'm bringing this week the promoters of Pioneer Valley Society on the show.
Ooh.
That's right.
That's some fire.
That's some fire.
Dave's going to be in here.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No one's ever had them on before. I've been trying and trying and trying to convince them. I finally got it locked in this Thursday. Pioneer Valley Society on 2B Blood.
Nice. You hear that, people? Pioneer Society on 2B Blood. They are veterans. They've been doing the sesh game long before anybody else. They've been doing it all over the Northeast, and those guys are legends. They're legends.
A lot of people don't even know that, though.
They keep it quiet. That's what it's about them. They keep it nice and quiet, but they do it. They have a nice event. Always do well, and I'm very happy for you. I'm very glad we promote their events on our events calendar, so that's all dope. That's great. We'll be broadcasting that.
And then next week, right, get this. So last night on Twitter was trending worldwide in the top 20, right? This guy called Grim Reaper. You must know Grim Reaper, Joe.
I do. I used to book him.
Grim Reaper, who was trended after being on GCW last night for lighting a joint in the ring and doing a flip off the top rope and landing with it still in his mouth and then taking a giant rip.
Oh, I love that. I may call in.
All over Twitter last night, blown up. And I hit him up today and I just locked him in for next week. So Grim Reaper is going to be on 2B Blood next week also. So I'm super excited about that.
Ah, oh, man, I know that guy. I used to book him when I did wrestling. So,
oh, I'm going to bring your name up when I see him then.
Ask him about working for CCW in Connecticut.
Okay, okay.
Well, that also definitely sounds like we're going to have to book that one in there too.
I'll pass on his info to you guys.
I love that guy. It'd be nice to chat with him after all. And you know, I'll always give space. So, yeah, we'll always give space.
Well, it's like, what I think is nice is that we can actually get updates without – it's nice to be able to work with other individuals where if you guys do a show this week, you know what I mean? We can wait – you're not going to have him back on in a month, you know what I mean? But we can wait a month. We can get an update from a month ago, from a month, and then
–
you know, it's nice to get updates from those individuals because they're doing so much in our field, in the field that we're doing in different spaces, you know? It's really awesome to see what other people are doing. You know, we're such a small community when you really look at it. You know, we see things and we're like, oh, cool, 500-600 people. But realistically, it's not much. You know, I was joking about it. I'm not joking about it. I was having a conversation with somebody and they were like, oh, you know, this firm manages $700 million in business. And they're like, cool, that's small. But, you know, what I used to do when I wasn't working in cannabis was manage billion-dollar funds. And I'm like, damn, it's true. You know, there's more non-cannabis billion-dollar funds than there are multi-million-dollar cannabis funds, you know? So
we got to change that.
Yeah, man, we're working. We're working on it.
I got to get down there, man. I can't believe you guys are doing an infused cooking event. I think that's awesome.
So the biggest part of that is we've been doing education for a couple years now. We partnered with some national educational partners. We're really blowing it up a little bit more, one might say. As we do things, there's a ton of little things, and now they're coming to maturity. You know, our little germinated seeds are now in their ready to flower stage. So we're culminating it all under Green Haven, and we're able to actually bring on way more partners that are looking to do great things. Like I said, you know, Mike from Sweet Heel is going to be doing a nice little goodie bag for some of these classes. We're going to be dropping some NFT style artwork through Poops for this event. We're going to be getting a partnership with the High Bazaar is dropping off some nice sample products for all of the students, you know, and then maybe there's something that Sal Peasy wants to do, or I don't know. We'll figure it out. There's a ton of things. There's some sponsorship opportunities.
He wants to eat the edible.
Right. You know? And then we're always looking for, and then WNHH is always looking for some sponsors for the show, because that's one thing they've supported us for the last 4 going on 5 years. And, you know, if there's any sponsors that we can get over to WNHH will be a really big thing. So, you know, these are the things we're looking forward to. It's cultivating, one might say. It's a cannabis. We grow. You know, the plant always has to grow, right? The plant has to grow. It's got to adapt. It's got to be low stress trained. It's got to be flowered. It's got to be nutrient. It's got to be nourished. It's got to be talking to. So that's where we're at with this. You know, these endeavors also need to be nourished. They need to be worked on. They need to be pushed forward. So we're in a growing phase. So this year, we took this year, 2022, and we're grabbing it by the horns in this part. And I'm super excited. It looks like we have our next guest popping in too. So this streamlines right into that. We love Joe. Joe, would you be able to say hello to – it looks like he's about to connect.
Let's give Peasy a little minute to tell us where we could reach him. And Peasy, you're welcome to hang out too.
Yep. But
where can we reach you? How do we get in touch with you? And where can we find your music?
Okay, well, you can check out the show every Thursday, 7 p.m. live on Green Haven Media. And also can check us out on all social media pages at the #2 Be Blunt Podcast. And you can find me, Official Peasy, if you want to check out my music. All you have to do is literally Google search Get High Rapper, and you'll find everything you need 100%.
Excellent, excellent.
Hang out, because you also had Mike on your show as well recently to talk more about everything as well, right? So that we're all kind of making sure we can all stay connected in the Connecticut community, because we are live casted here in New Haven County, and then we're all over the internet. But those of us listening on the radio, they actually get to hear what's going on in our community, in the hemp scene. If you're watching live right now, Mike, I believe that's a picture of one of your greenhouses, which is absolutely beautiful. It's licensed with
Department
of Consumer Protection, as well as Department of Agriculture. So it's really awesome that here in this state, you can see a great greenhouse operation through Sweet Heel, you know?
Right now, let me introduce our next guest. Right now, we have with us Mike Goodenough. He's from Sweet Heel, where they use a scientific method to ensure that milligrams of seed, the moment they formulate it until it's in your hands. They do small batch quality controlled recipes that are entirely repeatable. They ensure that they have extensive lab testing on everything, bases and distillates that we use to the plant's profile. From the minute that plant grows until the day it comes out of its extraction process, they know the terpene and cannabinoid profile. Because they also believe in the plant's full spectrum characteristics, some products will have a higher concentration. We trust nature. Mike, how are you today? It's always a pleasure to see you and have you on the air.
What's up, brother? It's so good to be here with your crew. I love you guys. It's good to see. It's good to hear your voices and see your faces.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you. Nice to see that nice big bunch of greenery behind you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. What's been going on with Sweet Heel? I know you've got a few different ventures going on. Got the farm, you got the store. Tell us a little bit about everything that's happened with Sweet Heel. It's been a while since we actually talked to you.
Yeah, man, you know, honestly, a lot of our farmers have launched some really incredible brands, you know, and a lot of those brands are doing just amazing things with everything from lion's manes and mushrooms and just the use of really incredible ingredients and highly organic. A lot of them are using those ingredients off of their farms. So we really kicked off the store this year. The store is really there to highlight all of the Connecticut brands. Lou's in there, like, you know, all the Connecticut brands that we're a part of and supporting in one way or another, totally within that space. And really the store's whole focus is on education. It's about grow your own, right? Lou and I, we've been lucky for a long time to really experience growing at scale. And every possible problem growing for terpenes, you know, making sure that you're adding in what's needed for that plant to be able to grow for terpenes and keeping your rooms at the right temperatures. And, you know, there is some good shock that you can add to these plants to enhance those terpenes. But there's so much to be considered within this total profile. And I think we're seeing CBDA and CBGA, right? The medical studies that are saying it's fighting 50% of the COVID that's available in your body, right? And
right,
so
right.
Growing for these miners and not ruining your material as you're growing and the controls there too, I think that's, you know, a lot of really what our focus has been this year and enhancing all of the miners, man. The CBT for your eyes, for the reducing vascular swelling within your eyes, all the way to the enhancer with CBC. So that's really been a lot of what we're doing and really trying to get that farmer's story out there. We're really trying to make sure that, look, we had a lot of farmers in this state last year, and this year we ended up with a lot less. And that's because, they haven't been able to get certain things to market and generate certain revenue. And so it's been a real, you know, a real tough place to be. And I think it's because everybody is judging hemp off of its CBD, which is amazing, but that's the copper. You know, there's platinum, there's gold, there's silver, there's so much else to be found within that material. So, anyway.
Yeah, no, I noticed that. But obviously, it's not an easy game to get into. It's a new and emerging market. And so, you know, you're going to have a lot of players at the beginning. And unfortunately, some of them had, you know, were going to get weeded out. Some people literally were not ready. For what
was
about to come. And so you get, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, you kind of separate. And obviously those other farmers who were farming who are no longer will still be involved in the industry. The industry is getting so large that you'll be able to find your place in it as long as, you know what I mean, you're patient and you do your networking and stuff, because it is only growing and growing. Now with legalization coming in, you know, that adds a way for you and people like Lou to actually do both.
Yeah, you know, One thing I also want to, I guess, pop over to the next one is we have that great organization. You guys have a competition, just helping support and sponsor a new competition. I wanted to introduce Isaiah and actually corner it all in. Isaiah will be the guy who hopefully will be able to talk more about events and spread more information and stuff. You know what I mean?
But look, yeah, Mike, tell us a little bit about that. This new venture you're involved in, the Connecticut Cannabis Competition. We were talking earlier about, there's the first meeting on the 29th, which is this Saturday. So tell us a little bit about where this meeting is, what people can expect, and you know, what you guys are planning to accomplish with this Connecticut Cannabis Competition that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, my focus here on the cup has been around the speaking that's going to be done in the education, right? I'm heavily focused on again, it comes back to education. So my involvement with the cup is vastly about who the speakers are, how we're going to be speaking, what's going to be presented, really devolve, you know, getting that appropriate education kind of out to folks. So that's really my area, what I'm zooming into. You know, overall, the cup is going to be, this is just a meet and greet. So this is a beginning. The real cup will be held after licensing is opened up to everyone. But this isn't going to be a place where anybody can bring, you can't bring, if you're not a medical patient and have grown your own, there's nothing to bring here except for yourself to have a part and to discuss and talk about cultivation, Bovita. There's so many people that will be there. It's a wonderful place to come and partake. But, you know, we're not accepting,
entries yet, right?
Right. Entries have to be 100% legitimate, straight from end to end. And I know that the lab testing that's going to be done. There's going to be lab testing on everything submitted, and that's actually going to be left within the control of the competition. So we're going to be submitting everything in for anything that's submitted. We'll have a sample submitted for its own independent lab. And so there's a lot that we want to do with this that isn't different necessarily from everything else that's happening. But for us, this isn't, you know, it's not a place to come buy a bunch of swag for us. This is about education, meeting the businesses, you know, watching the growth of the industries and so forth. And really giving us all a place to be who we are. So that would be Mike's, 2 cents on this. Again, I'm focused education mainly. I'm focused on making sure the right speakers are coming to present the right information, and that it's cohesive, I think, you know. So that's Mike's 2 cents.
Right on, Mike. Well, that was a good 2 cents. It was probably worth 5. So this Saturday's the event. Where's it going to be held? I know you have to reserve a spot, right? In order to get on, you have to kind of reserve a ticket. I know we did reserve 2 tickets for Greenhaven Media, so we will have a presence there at some point. Where's the meeting being held? Is New London, I see?
Do you want me to answer? Am I answering your question?
Yeah,
in New London, that is correct.
Okay, and we did post the event on our page.
Yes, we did.
You have all the info about it. Now, you brought up a good point about testing, and this has always been kind of an issue I've had with allowing for home grow, but not allowing for the individual to test, to go into a testing lab and get their product tested. So in Massachusetts, yes, they've had that since the beginning. For $50, you can go get your product tested over at MCR Labs. Now, is there a space in Connecticut where they're going to be allowing that? To me, it just seems counterproductive to allow home grow for medical patients and then don't give them an avenue to get their product tested for a reasonable price.
It is
because they're not a registered hemp, a hemp grower or registered.
Well, so here's my question to you, right? Here's my question. Okay. If you grew a plant and you don't know what it is, and you send that sample to Oregon or to South Carolina or to Kentucky, there's a great lab in Kentucky, you're not breaking any law. There's zero law. You're not sending hot material through the mail. You don't know what it is. Now, once the lab has been given to you and you know what that material is, that's a very different story. But if you don't know what it is, you can send that to be sampled, to be tested anywhere you want. You're not at risk because you don't know what it is.
Right. So now these are the kind of things you can educate people about at the seminar. You can give them the name.
That's the language that needs to be used to be able to.
Yeah. And I just wonder, is that something that could be on the horizon for Connecticut? I mean, to actually allow a lab to do private testing for people? Because we're going to have Rec Grow coming up in a few months. So, I mean,
It's not just for the people that are testing their own, though, Joe. It's about what if you find something in your kid, you know, in your son,
right,
or whoever's room, and you
right
want to make sure that it's for everyone as this gets into the industry as a whole, period.
How do you think we keep tabs on these commercial growers? So a lot of times people will take the stuff that they bought at a dispensary and have it tested to see if those results were correct. And this is how they're finding some of these discrepancies that have been coming out. So, I mean, it's a safety for the consumer as well, not just the grower. You are absolutely right. You know, and so, I mean, I think maybe, you know, as we go forward with refining this legislation, that would be one of the changes I would like to see, you know, happen.
Absolutely.
You know, and I
absolutely
know that would fit everybody. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, and this is just something I read, what is THCV?
That's very good for you. So THCV has the effect of making you hungry. THCV comes from CBDV.
Right. That's what I was
generally saying. CBDV is converted to make your THCV. All right. I haven't seen very many genetics out there that were THCV rich. However, to cause your CBD to convert to THC, this is Mike's opinion. I haven't done this conversion on it. I would assume it has to be synthetic. So you're going to use chemicals to cause that conversion, just like you do with all the other conversions that are happening. Right?
Is another one, right?
That's correct. So, well, Delta 8 can be found natively. So you could debate me on that one, that it's not being synthetically converted.
This is true. It is in the plant. Right. You're right.
However, finding the genetic that has minors that are high in THCV or THC0 or HHC, or there's a number of them right now that are popping up. But we also have to remember the ones that are not synthetic, the CBDA, the CBGA. There are other minors that are in there that are not. So we're going to start to really confuse the world on. But here's my thing with THCV. If people have a dietary disease, something, it's anorexia, if they don't eat and this helps them to eat, a part of me, if it's a cancer patient who doesn't want to eat and this makes them hungry, dude, a part of me says, I don't care. It's synthetic. If it's really going to help people. Really, not just chasing a high. Chasing a high, dude, smoke Delta 9. Like, if you have something that gives you 10 times the high, smoke 10 joints, dude. But if this helps people in making them hungry when they are medically unable to be, dude, I don't know. I raise my hand to this one a little bit. I kind of go, hey, I'm going to turn my back on the synthetic. Yes,
you
sir.
You know, when you say the word synthetic, we usually correlate it with Big Pharma, right? Because they're notorious for creating synthetic versions of the molecules to create their own patented medicines like opioids and
stuff.
That's
the key.
Like Marinol,
the key.
Right, Joe?
Yes, like Marinol. They've been trying for
years.
Or
Epidiolex.
Right, yep. Epidiolex. They've been trying for years to duplicate the THC molecule without much success. Now, here we are coming, the industry itself is coming up with these synthetics. This is not Big Pharma doing it. This is the industry itself coming up with these synthetics. And I find it is interesting. Do you see a difference at all? Or, you know, is it one and the same? And is it a little better because it's coming out of the industry instead of from Big Pharma?
Again, so I mean, if this is kind of directed towards me, I'll take it. I mean,
yeah.
No, man, the synthetic drug world, the people who are making, instead of methamphetamines, they're making, you know, you can convert many molecules, and there is a synthetic drug world that has fallen in love with the fact that CBG, your parent molecule, can be converted into 140 other things. And if you're actually going to move a hydrocarbon within those molecules, you can convert it to even more. This becomes the most attractive synthetic drug. This becomes the most attractive molecule to convert to a synthetic drug so that it's not on the DEA's list. So you can get a bunch of stuff out to market and then you can keep going on it. So, you know, a part of me says, no, it's just that this is an attractive molecule to the rest of the world out there. And yeah, they're following Big Pharma's action of, well, if I use a special chemical to do this extraction, nobody else is doing it, and I can patent the extraction method, right? And you know, I think you have two options at the moment that you're working with a molecule like this. You have the option of trying to commoditize it and run out there and sell it on the street as something brand new, or you have the option to try and patent it. You know, and I think everyone needs to really check themselves on what they would choose to do if they had that access. And I'll tell you right now, if I had the opportunity, I would choose to try and get a couple of patents, because I'm a starving hemp farmer that's been doing this from day one. And I would love to cash in on whatever I could, wherever I could, as long as it's totally awesome, legit business. But, you know, I think we've also got to let people. Cannabis has brought a whole new level of chemist to the plate. Cannabis has made so many people that would me, honest to God, man, I would have failed chemistry had cannabis not been a part of my total story right now. Right. And so it has given me the interest in this industry, in chemistry, right? So, you know, I think it's going to bring a lot of new interest and let people explore, man.
Right. And we know Big Pharma is going to be a player in this. We've seen that Pfizer just purchased a large processing company. $6 billion. What do you think they have in mind for $6 billion? You say there's no money in the cannabis industry, right?
$6 billion.
$6 billion. So we know Big Pharma wants their piece, and they are tough.
They always will.
They are dirty fighters.
Joe, one of my guys came to me and they said, "Hey, Mike, isn't it funny that Pharma just made that purchase 3 weeks before the COVID the thing came out from Oregon about the whole COVID CBD. Is cured by CBDA, CBGA thing? Isn't it funny? It was only a couple weeks back." And I'm like, "Oh my God, you're right. Yeah, oh my God." Yeah.
Yes.
We could.
We knew this the whole time, right? We knew this the whole time.
Well, you also brought up the fact that it gave you interest in chemistry. And I think, you know, like if you talk about education for the everyday home grower, most of I didn't even get to chemistry. I dropped out and went and moved to California to grow weed. But it made me recognize that the same thing. It gave me the interest to recognize teaching people about legitimate organic. That's a huge thing. Absolutely. To bring people to understanding a microorganism network. You know, no, don't put tap water on that. You know, you learn that, oh, wow, school really was a necessity. And I think for people like me, that's almost like saying cannabis kind of saved my education in a way, because it gave me interest in those things. But those compounds are, you know, good for the everyday smoker to learn about. Because then they can start looking at it as something that they're consuming that's not necessarily just for Delta 9.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate you guys doing that work and, you know,
that's where the full plant. I mean, honestly, Mike, let's be real. We have these CBG products and they're for specific things. We have these CBC products and they're for specific things. But realistically, if you really want the full medicinal benefits of the plant, it's full spectrum. Am I correct?
It is. It is. And it's full spectrum to include terpenes. Man, you add terpenes to your THC and it's going to hit you different. Those terpenes have medicinal benefits.
Yeah,
it's the sum of the whole plant, not just the cannabinoids.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Exactly. And you know, that's why people smoke, because they get the whole plant. That's why an RSO is more beneficial to cannabis than just a straight CBD. You know, that because you're getting every cannabinoid in there in its purest form.
So, and in your crude, in that RSO?
Juicing the whole plant before. I don't know if anyone does that, but I heard to get THCV, you juice the entire plant, and you may actually get some of the active THCV.
Oh, yeah, juicing is another way, right? The raw plant.
I know you were saying that's almost a dead compound to get if you were smoking, or I see some people with alcohol distillate THCV, but it's most likely, like you were saying, synthetic compound. But
so with the juicing, you know, with the juicing, you've got all of the greens that you would find in spinach. You have the omegas, you have the vitamins. Within the hemp heart itself or the seed, you have more protein in a hemp heart than you do in a peanut. And so, yeah, man, if you juice, absolutely, if you're juicing, you're getting all of the omegas. In Rick Simpson oil, you're getting omegas, you're getting vitamins. When we go to distillates and we remove those fats, those waxes, all of that other stuff from that total makeup, those are beneficial and not beneficial, depending on who you are. You got high cholesterol, you don't want to be adding high concentrated fats that your body can't process, right? Mm-hmm. So it all becomes to the right application. But juicing, we take all the leaves off all of these plants, we juice it, then we freeze dry it, pull all the water out, and you make a high yielding powder that can be added to any drink that exists, right? Mm-hmm. We got to make that market come alive, though. We got to make that market come alive.
All right, Mike, we're running short of time here. Give us a quick rundown of how we can get a hold of you, how people can get involved in this Connecticut cannabis competition, and, you know, just tell us what, you know, how we can get a hold of you, Mike.
Yeah, so you guys can reach us anytime. We're at sweetheel.com. You can come on down to the store in Meriden. We're on East Main Street, right next to Willowbrook. And right next to a number of other, right across the street from one of the best barbecue restaurants you guys have ever had, that Teo restaurant that's there.
That's
man,
very
that
good.
Place is insane. And so you can find us there, find us on Instagram or find us on Facebook under Sweet Heel. And love working with you guys, man. Thanks for everything you're doing as a voice out there. Seriously.
Oh, thank you for coming on, Mike. You educated the heck out of us today, and we hope to get more education from you. If you want to see Mike this Saturday in New London, we got all the info of the address up on our Facebook page, so check him out. Mike, always a pleasure. We're going to be signing off. Isaiah, we will see you at the events. You can follow us. At
yeah, man. Sorry.
Mike, I'll see you on Saturday. I'm going to show up.
Yeah, brother,
Isaiah and Lou will probably be there. So we will see you there. Thank you for all that you have done and that you do in the cannabis and hemp industry, Mike. We know that you are also probably going to be involved in the recreational market, and we'll keep an eye on that. You could tell us a little bit more about that. All right, Mike. Good. We'll see you this Saturday.
See you guys. Take care.
All right, Isaiah, we'll see you. You're going to be at the High Bazaar. You're going to be at that craft event on Wednesday. Follow us at Greenhaven Media. Follow the Cannabis Corner Facebook page, YouTube, Instagram. Tommy Chong on Toking with the Dead this week. Jason Ortiz on Grant Smith Ellis. And the Pioneer Valley people on To Be Blunt with PC. We'll see you all next week. I was gonna get up and find this room, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man? Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. This is Harry Grove, and you're listening to WNHHLP 103.5 FM, New Haven.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated, and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why, man. Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why?
Hey, cause I got high,
because I got high, because I got high. La 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 da da da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La la da, da. Now da, I'm da. A paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.